these standards, what we're able to do in working again with Sharunda's support from Sharunda's branch was to have a workshop last summer in at the National Environmental Health Association. I mean, Jerry Barron was there and Sharunda was there, and to learn more about the value and how these standards could be used. So we did that and we called results from the field. So this is a little practical application of some of what we were able to do. And my colleague Sarah Cochin, she's at the University of New Mexico. So what I want to do in this session is describe how these standards have been used to improve agency capacity, list some of the results that were achieved by some of these agencies that use the standards, and describe some sources that are available to support improvement of agency capacity. So this, as I said, the workshop was held at the NEHA in June. We had 17 different agencies that participated. A couple of states, some from Indian Health Service, and mostly local programs. And the the performance standards were provided to each of the participants several weeks ahead of time, and they got with their staff. They did it in different ways, but they got their staff together and completed the instrument, read the standards, then completed the instrument, and the data were sent. They sent the completed forms to me, and I took the data, and we scored them and entered them into Excel, and I sent the results back out to them. And the goal was not to be a workshop where you had a bunch of talking heads, but the goal of this was, here's the standards, we send them to you, you do your self-assessment, bring the results and the results in. When you come into the workshop, we talk about the results, and within the workshop, the participants completed a gap analysis, and upon the completion of the gap analysis, developed an action plan with timelines to make improvement. So we wanted them, when they left, to have some document in their hand that they could use to work off of when they went back home. So one local was Chatham County, North Carolina. And in their assessment, they identified their gap to look at was number one, which deals with monitoring health status. And I think if these standards do nothing else, it at least provides the people using them with a way of identifying or thinking more thoroughly about an issue that they're concerned about and trying to do something about it. So in this one, they did specifically was they had no ability in the county to monitor existing on-site water systems. It was an issue because a lot of failures out there. So part of what they did was in their action plan, they wanted to develop on-site inspection checklists and identify systems that have been put in before 92, and they looked at mobile home parks first, and they're going to send a letter to residents telling them about upcoming inspections to develop a database. But their results were actually greater than what they had expected. It ended up involving a broader part of the public health staff, not just environmental health, and they identified issues that went beyond just on-site waste. They created a partnership with the Rural Community Assistance Program in North Carolina, especially when identifying the failed systems out there. So far, two mobile home parks were assessed. In addition, they also were able to assess broader concerns from the citizens in environmental health, were able to educate people living in the county. And part of it, they also identified mosquito breeding sites and pet vaccination status. And other benefits. The staff learned about the 10 essential environmental health services by going through the document and working on it. They forced to learn. And as I said earlier, they were able to engage others from the public health agency in the process. And more information for decision makers. Instead of thinking that there's a problem, you can identify and be more objective. Some of the long-term outcomes they're looking at is reduced vector-borne disease, better vaccinations, reduction in the impact of failing septic systems on wells and surface water, and an ability to help identify and prioritize issues in the environment, in the community, on the environment. Now, DeSoto, Florida, they were dealing with essential service number 9, which gets into evaluation. Yes.
Can I take a step back?
Sure. Yes. Okay. The good question. There. I guess you all heard that. Because if I heard it, you haven't heard. The suggestion we gave was that they gathered the key people they thought needed to be there. We didn't tell them who they had to have there, and we left it open. It was interesting how in some jurisdictions they maybe had a group of 7 or 8. And the one director had them all go out, the 7 or 8 go out and complete the document themselves, complete the instrument themselves, and came back and compared notes. In other place, they sat around a table, 7 or 8, and went through each question, and they came and agreed on an answer. So it was done different ways. So I'm not sure there is right way to do it, but what was right for them seemed to. So that's a good. We probably should document a little more about the variations in how people go about the assessment, self-assessment.
Right, because the national
right, we didn't standardize. You know what? Because I mean, it's a smaller and there's fewer questions, and we're not looking at the big systems approach. So, but that's a good. Yes, sir.
To address your point there.
There's more than one way to take it.
Not as much scientific as it was a educational and driving towards essential services.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised that that happened, regardless of whether it was great science. It gave you a feel.
Right.
I agree. We did it, you know, in any kind as well. I think the directions, the guidelines given from NATO are the ideal.
Right.
But down in the field,
yeah, I think that's
about the outcomes and
right.
Right.
And it depends if you've system versus the one program or something.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And well, hopefully we'll have a toolbox that gives suggestions on that. I'm going to have to move forward here because I don't want to cut into my colleague's time. So DeSoto County was in Florida. This essential service 9 is the issue of evaluation. So they wanted. So there was no process to measure satisfaction of stakeholders. So they wanted to develop a questionnaire. So they got together and developed the survey questions and conducted a survey to compile, assess quality of environmental health services. And the results were used to design customer satisfaction for routine use and ultimately to improve environmental health services was there. That's what their planned activities are. In the Albuquerque Area Indian Health Service, they looked in the gap. They identified a gap in environmental health service number 1, which is monitor environmental and health status. So some of what they're going to do is to develop a protocol for collecting and analyzing environmental health data, broadly defined, and then to use that data to establish program priorities. Seems like a good idea. That's what's been missing for years. I'm not sure the work has matched what the needs are. And also around evaluation, they're going to periodic program evaluations and customer satisfaction as well, all to improve the way they do their work. In Saginaw County in Michigan, they've started out, they want to do an environmental health assessment or profile. Turned out that morphed into a public health for the whole health department to do a public health profile of the community. So it went from they ended up providing the leadership for environmental health to the whole health department. And that the person in charge of environmental health was recognized by the health officer there as being light years ahead in preparing national public health performance standards. And Marathon County, number three, their gap was in number three, which is informing, educating, and empowering people, and they're looking at enhancing press releases and training media interviews. And also on the research side of things, they want the staff to develop research and apply best practices to some environmental health topics. So this is developing best practices. And Worcester County, monitoring environmental health and health status, again, is an essential service number one. So they want to look at data sources for environmental health, indicators, and do more to identify what the issues are in the area. I'm going to stop it here. I think the point is that in that limited number of people, there's a lot of that the performance standards, who cares about? I really got to tell you, the score to me is not as important as someone sitting down, thinking through this stuff. Well, we need to be able to improve, or we can improve. And it just gives them a reason, and then they can use that hopefully to justify some of what they're doing.